you and I may eat on different planets.
You know what? This is what I tell my kids. If you can picture how it grows, I don't care if it's the actual plant. Obviously, if you pick it up and there's no package, you're closer to the source. But even if you're looking at a package and reading the ingredients, if you can picture the green plant, how it grows, you're doing okay. You know, if you can give up the package, better. But if you can't picture the plant, you know, if you can't translate the word in your mind, you're not going to translate it in your body. And the chances are that it comes from the other kind of plant, the cement kind of plant. That's what we want to move away from. You know, not that we can't break down some of the nutrients in those foods, the ones that are created in the plant. but, you know, on a good day, we probably do get some nutritional value there. But, you know, I hesitate to say good and bad. If anything, I'd say these are the foods that are super nutritious. And if you can bring them in with whatever you're eating, you're going to do yourself some good.
I've heard for years about the whole, you know, use the colors of the rainbow thing. And you say color plus taste equals balance.
Well, the tastes come naturally with the colors. And what you'll find as I take you through that the foods that we tend to miss the most are also the tastes we're missing the most. But if you think about processed food, we have two predominant tastes, sweet and salty. And we're always craving sweet and salty because we're addicted to those tastes. And they're also from that, you know, cement plant. So they're not in their natural form. So they're very strong and we develop a dependency on them. Sweet and salty are two real tastes. We just want to bring them in nutritionally so we don't crave them non-nutritionally. But the other tastes are sour, bitter, and pungent. Now, pungent is heat, but it doesn't have to be, you know, blow the roof of your head off heat. It could be cumin or ginger. It's just warming and it creates circulation. Cinnamon is pungent. Sour, obviously, and bitter tend to actually go together, but the one that we're missing the most is bitter, and those are our dark leafy greens. And green, actually, it's not a mistake that the book's green, because green is the color of healing, and those are all of our alkalinizing dark leafy greens that are so balancing, so heart healthy, cleansing for the liver. And just think about how they grow, you know, planted in the earth, reaching up and pulling in all that chlorophyll from the sun. That's how I want to feel.
The book is divided into seasons plus stuff you can do anytime.
Summer, I love fresh tomatillos. I love tomatoes, even though blight got ours in New England this year. So we didn't have much of that. But I'm not a big fruit person, and it's just an individual thing, but I do love the mango salsa, and I have to admit that I break the rules, and in the middle of winter when I'm dying to see the sun, I'll buy some salmon and serve it with the mango salsa too. So, you know, I know it's not seasonal, and those mangoes, I don't even want to know where they came from, but every now and then. So that mango salsa is a great one. And I also love quinoa, and I find that if I sprout the quinoa in the summer, I can get the protein and those good complex carbohydrates that sustain me without the real warmth of a cooked grain and heaviness. So the quinoa tabbouleh and the quinoa salad with the berries in it are our two other favorites, the lemon berry. I'm sorry, I have to stop this summer. Okay, and I said I'm not even a summer person. Fall, I love dark leafy greens, so I just have been making the sautéed kale with the roasted shallots and kombucha squash. Really yummy. In winter, I don't know if it's my favorite, but I can tell you that I get so many people who just tell me that the I don't even know what it is. It's a chocolate tart, and it's fabulous, and it tastes like you're really splurging, and there's no refined sugar. There's no, you know, gluten in it. It's really a yummy, yummy treat. All the soups, the carrot ginger soup, the apple squash soup, the black bean soup. I love soup in the winter. And my mother's goodness soup. You know, everything but the kitchen sink, and it sits on the stove all day. Delicious. Spring. I guess I might have to go with the quinoa salad with the nuts and the seeds because it's a lighter grain. It's cooked. It still gives me some good protein. It's great with those greens, which are pretty much all we have in the spring. green. So that would probably be my favorite. And let's see, the anytime. Maybe the peanut butter teff cookies. The truth is that, and I think the first recipe in the anytime section is my homemade granola. And my I make it and I store it in a big glass mason jar. And usually by about Thursday, it's sitting out on the counter. It's like my husband's way of saying, we're running out of granola. And so the house always smells of granola because we're always making it. So that's a definite family favorite and absolutely year-round.
I thought, uh-oh, this is going to be complicated. But they're not like most of them are, you know.
Well, I'm a mom, and so my goal is actually to put this food on the table every night, you know, every day. So this is what I want us to be eating. It's got to be easy. And my girls call the way that I cook dump and stir.
Yeah, you're not so big on the measuring.
No, you know, you put good in, you get good out, and it's got to be easy. We need to be as nourished by the process as by the food. And when it's contrived and difficult, it just creates more stress. And I don't know about you, but I have plenty of ease finding enough stress in my life. So I don't need it to be around my food as well.
The book is Clean Food, A Seasonal Guide to Eating Close to the Source, 200 Recipes for Healthy and a Sustainable You. I've been speaking with the author, Terry Walters, and Clean Food, published by Sterling Epicure.